a rolling station, some more stuff.
Hey, don't be telling people my disclosed information, bro.
He got everything over
it,
bro.
You know, check. We good? Okay. You sounding good one more time for me?
Free pool shyster.
Let's turn you up a little bit more. One more check. Brrr. Yeah, we good. Yeah, okay, we solid. I'm going to give myself a little bit more. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now you went to his Uzi voice.
Right. Man. Bro, finally getting to sit down and have some peace.
You needed this?
Yeah, I guess so, bro. Sometimes it's good to just talk. You don't feel that way? It's good to just chop it up about what's on your mind. What's on your mind?
I be having a lot on my mind, I feel like.
You be talking.
You know, I don't know. I don't like to disclose my thoughts to too many people.
Oh, that's fair. Why you say that?
I feel like I get judged for a lot of the things I think.
Well, yeah, you be thinking crazy, though. You were probably one of the top 10 crazy thinkers, to be honest.
And he asked me why I don't tell people what I think. I'm top 10.
Yeah, you have a strong opinion, like next to Chubbs, period. Not next to Chubbs, period. That nigga's legendary. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll go. Yeah. Chubbs is legendary. Don't ever.
Shout out to my brother, man. Yeah, he's a fool with it.
He's super.
He's somewhere working on his kick. Shout out to Daniel Cormier.
Yeah.
Junior. But, man, I don't know. I feel like I'm not too strong in my opinion to where I can't change, like where I can't be sure where I'm wrong. You know, I just strong feeling. I'm passionate about the things I feel. That I think that'd be the most construed thing. Like people thinking like, oh, he think he right. No, I'm just passionate about what I feel. Now if I'm proved wrong, I'm proved wrong. You know what I mean?
My bad. Yeah, you probably gotta scoot the whole little tone.
Yeah, man. Gotta put it in my pause.
Yeah. A little higher, probably a little higher.
Man, see? Hey, that's why we need production team. Yeah, somebody to set this up correctly.
I talked to
there we go.
You know, I talked to one of the Kaisers, and they said that they was watching this since this is one of the most known Tulsa podcasts, that they was going, you know, potentially look into, you know, assistance. So we'll see. Shout out to Kaiser if they come through with it.
Shout out to Kaiser, man. And Body Armor.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
This drink of water was presented to you by Body Armor. Drink Body Armor. You know what I mean?
For real.
And shout out to the Kaisers, man. They doing a real big thing. Every time, like, I have a family business out north. No, shameless plug. Taste of Tulsa out there on 4338.
Yes, sir.
North Peoria. You it's right it. Down the street from the old Comanche Projects. And Kaiser.
Taste of Tulsa?
Yeah.
What they selling in there?
Huh?
What they selling in there?
They selling whatever you need.
Soul food? Like, that's the
this
that's
more
the main...
of a, this more of a medicinal place, you know.
Oh,
I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Taste of Tulsa.
Yeah, you gotta be over 21 to enter, if that makes any sense. You feel what I'm saying?
It's one of those, man. High level security. You know, they want to make sure things is done right. Taste of Tulsa. Yeah, this is what I heard.
Yeah, this is not no kids will be there. Yeah, you know, but every time I go out there, I drive past the old Comanche Project and knowing that the Kaisers bought that and what they got planned for it is like crazy to see, because you know, like anybody that's from Tulsa, you know what Comanche, like what it stood for, and to see that being knocked down, that shit just means like it's a lot different. Like going forward, we're going into a new era. That makes sense. You know?
Wait, what you mean? What Comanche stood for?
Bro, like,
don't do
I live? I lived in Comanche growing up, bro. So like, it's like, you know, that's like it's a housing project. Right. Where, you know, it's people that lived there for 30+ years.
Never left.
You know what I mean? They had to been paid to leave, you know. So it's like that was a whole community in itself, bro. You know, shout out to CPG, you know, the people that like really was from out there, you know, and like that lived at that was their home. That was their community. Like they spent 20 of their years living there. So it's like people like in, you know, you are a product of your environment. If you ever been in a Comanche, you know, I ain't got to go into detail, you know.
I was just asking because I'm like, bro, Comanche is, it helped people that was in need, but it also was like, you know, it was kind of like a safety net for us to not progress. And I'm not trying to be one of them niggas like, you got to get it out the mud or you're nothing. Like, but in the same sense, like, you know, you could just be too comfortable. You lend a nigga money, he gonna get used to asking, you know. Like, a nigga might not ask you for some money. And then eventually that nigga is just easily, yo, bro, you got 20 on you?
But I know people like
damn, hey. when you start getting so...
But that's half of the people that live out there, though.
Right.
A lot of them people, that's their only option of places to live, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's where their finances took them. That's where their lifestyle or actions took them. It's to Comanche. Yep. And, like, granted, it's like you said, it's a crutch to some, but some people need that crutch or they don't have nothing to stand on.
No, facts.
So, when you have people like that, and that's just benefits in general. Like, you know what I mean? It's a lot of motherfuckers out here getting food stamps that got jobs and don't need it. So, you know, it's like, that's just people. That's how they run in the system. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad the Kaisers is, like, seeing that and trying to make it better. Like, when you driving into North Tulsa, like, you know, I heard a commercial on TV talking about Osage. It's in downtown Tulsa. I'm like, since when was that downtown Tulsa? Like, get the hell out of here. But, you know, I understand, like, they're trying to grow, you know what I mean? To where, you know, every inch of Tulsa is like...
A Tulsa. Every inch of Tulsa is Tulsa, man. You know what I mean? Ain't like, well, that's the black side.
Nah, man. Like, I'm cool. I'm loving it. I'm glad the waffle that went back out north.
Mm-hmm.
That's major, bro, because it's like... People travel for that. That's great food.
Yeah, make people come out like Max Wings. They ain't going nowhere, and people gotta come see him. I'll be seeing college kids and stuff up there. That's crazy, bro. Like, and I'm like, y'all know this the north side.
I honestly, man, it's perspective, bro. I feel like as someone who I'm not gonna disclose where I live because that's what goofies do, but. For someone that be out north and be where I live, it's kind of the same amount of police in both spots, and they're nowhere near each other.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, bro, it's just a perspective of what people think. Like, ain't too much crime going on out north if you really out north.
It's really not, bro. You know, really not.
They'll just make you think it's crazy out there.
It's just because the situations look grim a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the houses might not be nice or whatever, but like, okay, nigga, this is still... Anyway. I'm so 50-50 on that shit. Because it's like, I be wanting us, and this ain't even where we going today on the topics and stuff, but just we here. But like, I'm so 50-50 because it's like, I want us to do well. I want, you know, like, I'm for us. But in the same instance, I'm like, bro, when is some of us going to get some land out here? I know some of us are getting land, but like, niggas who got bread should be getting houses out here.
And that's the thing.
The white people should not be the only ones getting stuff out here.
How many people do you think really got bread like that, though? Like, right. That's the issue. Like, we're in the middle of a recession. People don't really, like
more and more people knowing now.
It's kind of like when you're living through something, you don't realize what you're in right now.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, we never really healed from what 2020 was to the whole world. We never really, we're going through the healing process of that. So, like, it's like,
I think that was on purpose.
It's going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, it's just at this time, I feel like you should just really be like I was talking to Bezel, like he was telling us, like, it's time to, like, really bunker down and, you know, what's on your mind? Like, your mind is, like, really, like, it's an unused tool for a lot of folks. Like, what's your mind, what you're thinking on, it has power, and a lot of people on bullshit.
Yeah.
So now it's time to be on the right shit.
The right stuff.
So the right path.
Speaking of the right path, apparently we were led astray. We were bamboozled. You know what I'm saying?
Who bamboozled you?
I don't know if it was him or her, but I think maybe Will Smith bamboozled us, maybe?
Man, oh my God.
But the only thing that confuses me is why he would have stayed with the whole keep my wife's name out your mouth, man, if y'all been separated for that long. That's the only thing don't get.
Only thing I think about...
Like, if you're going to protect the image, just take the laugh. And you still protect the image. Like, y'all still look like y'all together.
I think, like, honestly, it's just somebody selling a book. Like, that's really what's going on right now. Like, all press is like, oh, we were separated for 6 years. But in those 6 years, he's shooting 3 or 4 movies, and he's never really home. So how could he really be separated? He just doesn't live here when he's not shooting a movie. But he still sees our kids. We just aren't on the best. Like, it's like words. It's like so. It's such vague. It's such vagueness in it. You know what I mean? So it's it's their business. Like, I don't really care too much about. I've come to get through the point where I don't care about celebrities' business unless I know them. Like, you know, unless I personally have, like, feelings for you or know you, I really don't care. I just, hopefully it doesn't take from his art, because it kind of took from his reputation.
Yeah.
Which fucked with his art. And that's what I didn't like. Because I don't, but that's still the Fresh Prince, bro. We grew up on Will Smith.
He's
like,
the GOAT.
He's one of them ones, bro. And I just don't like the fact that a black man is out here looking like that. I don't give a damn what he do. He could be the trash man. But right. His wife is out here, got him looking stupid. And I don't like that for nobody, you know? Yeah. But at the same time, you have to take a stand for yourself. Even if it is with the ones you love, you have to stand up for yourself and know that, hey, what Dookie said, I'm standing on business. You know what I mean? You have to, like, you got to stand on the things that make you and, like, that you're not going for. And that's, you know, Will loves her. So I guess, like, that, you know, she has a lot more rope than you would give your girl. I would give my girl.
Right.
But that's not my girl. That's his girl. So we just, you know, let them be them. And I'm just.
I heard somebody else say something like, would Jada be as big as she was without Will?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
That's just me from, like, you know, it's you next to him, you know. I honestly, just my opinion. She's in The Matrix, but outside of that, like, I don't really know too many other movies.
Outside of
Set It Off that she's in. She's mainly known for being Will Smith's wife.
Yep.
You're not known for being a great actress. So no disrespect, you're not a bad actress.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't even tell me, like, she ain't even been in a Tyler Perry movie? Like, bro, I can't even think
she
of
gotta
a movie.
Be in a Tyler
I'm
Perry
over here
movie.
Really thinking of movies she's in, bro. I can name more movies that Janet Jackson is in than Jada Pinkett. And that's when you're an actress. Like, that's your title. But you're mostly known for the title of being his wife. And then you go around making that just look like, oh, yeah, I do whatever the hell I want. Man, I would have headbutted her one. Man, you bring up Tupac one more fucking time in this house.
I swear to God.
Man, Hail Mary, you going to need a few of them fucking with me because you keep on trashing.
If you
got to leave. He got to leave.
But if you do the math.
He should have left in 2002.
But if you do the math, though, if they haven't been together technically for 8 years, the August Alstina thing, that doesn't matter because they weren't together. And if you think about her bringing up Tupac and all those little red table talks and stuff, it doesn't matter because they weren't together. So that's probably why she was spilling the tea like that.
And that's bullshit.
No, because
if she wasn't with him, they wouldn't have. He wouldn't have to come up there to save face. It wouldn't be we ride together, die together. That whole shit at the red table. No, she's trying to have her cake and eat it too. She's trying to have this persona of, oh, one moment where this is like our marriage. Our marriage is up and down. But then at the same time, you can say, then your ups and downs, y'all not together. That doesn't make sense to me, bro.
It's just something isn't adding up.
That's
superstar lifestyles, bro.
And that's when you're
the
trying
Kanye
to sell
and
you're
Kim
trying,
stuff
to,
too.
Trying to sell me something.
They
I'm
stuff
cool.
didn't add up either. I started looking at somebody at the job set brought up somebody brought up what's the Kardashian mom?
Chris,
their church. They own a church. You've heard about this church?
No.
They own a church, and it's like you have to pay a membership fee, a monthly membership fee to go to this church.
Oh, so Kanye was fucking up their money is what you're telling me?
What I'm saying is Kanye saw their church and was like, I'm going to do my church. I'm going to show y'all real church. So all that stuff we saw Kanye do, all that Sunday, all that, was him kind
of
going.
Man, get the fuck out of here. You trying to say that was inspired by Kim Kardashian?
It was like a F you to them, bro. But nobody, bro, you have to look at you got to look at the signs.
Bro, I'm not getting into none of that bullshit they selling too, bro.
Who's selling?
The Kardashians. Everything.
No, they didn't. They haven't brought none of that. They haven't brought it up. But
how do you know it?
They made it. There's a YouTube documentary about it where somebody.
Okay, so they didn't make
down.
It up, but they somehow got all this information about it being up.
Who didn't
do you
make
not
it up?
Think that? Okay, anything with the Kardashians' face on it, they get paid off of it. So anything that's shot about their story,
I don't think it's big enough,
bro.
I don't think it's big enough.
No, anything that's got Kim Kardashian's face on it, she's getting paid off of it, bro.
12,000 views. I doubt she's getting paid off of it, bro.
Do you honestly think that the information? No, and if it's a YouTube video, it's off of stuff that they got paid off of. Is what I'm saying.
Okay. Here.
They're not gonna leak out anything as far as information with their face on it. It's not gonna be out for free.
This is the thing. It's all public information. It's not nothing hidden. It's just not brought to our attention. We just look at them and we see their TV show, and that's all that our generation, the 20-year-olds, the 19-year-olds, all they know, oh, they're famous for this show. They don't know nothing else. But what I'm saying is, on their charity, quote-unquote, side, they have their own church. The Kardashians own a church that Kanye was going to, bringing the kid, everybody was going to. Like, that's a fact. You can Google it right now.
So what is that? Like, I'm still caught. Why are we talking about that church?
So I brought up that to say that, yes, I brought up that to say Kanye did his Sunday morning, his Sunday services kind of showing, like, nah, y'all are just doing church. Y'all are making people pay memberships to go to church. So about like,
but you're not bringing no spirit. Like, you're not changing nobody's lives. You're just checking your money. Yeah. So was that what? Because
you said Kanye wasn't changing nobody's life.
No, he said he saw their church as just a money grab, and he said we can actually make church a real church.
He's just saying like y'all are fake. Let me show you real.
Okay.
But like I was just saying that to like adding on like yeah, other people be on that weirdo shit too, like that fake industry stuff too. Like they're doing church on some industry like this. Like this is a church. You know, you might not know about 1099s and church write-offs. Like yeah. Write-offs, but.
Church is a big business.
That part. That's all I'm saying. That type of stuff. Kanye seeing it, he's like, I'm a part of this shit, but I'm not a part of it.
Y'all not giving me my cut, so I'm going to make my own church.
I don't know about cut. I just don't think he was disgusted, like, to be honest. Kanye got some real nigga in him.
Yeah, that and it's like, bro, like, if they come into this church because of our name is attached to it, and if my, like, bro, if it was like, if we selling, I don't give a fuck if we selling... biscuits on the highway, bro. If it's Jerry and Smitty's, it's gotta have class. You ain't gonna just the Kardashians for the past 10+ years have been tied to Kanye West.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And his name and their name are simultaneously. Bro. She was Kim Kardashian West. Yeah, you know what I mean? So like that's what I can also see it being like, y'all gonna do this with my name next to it. Nah, y'all gonna have to do this for real. I'm good.
Bro, they said the pastor. The dudes, they found the pastor, like they looked at the pastor's history, and that nigga had just got kicked out of his church for infidelity, and she went ahead and signed him, like brought him in.
Man,
like that's, I don't know anything. I'm just like, okay, that's crazy.
The Kardashians,
but,
man.
Yeah.
when I look at them, I just see people I don't know. Like, I know them.
You see, like, a world you don't know.
Yeah, man, I don't know that world, bro. And it's like, I wouldn't even be comfortable in that world. Like, I take that back. I'm comfortable wherever I'm at. But at the same time, it's like, I don't even feel like they're out being them true selves. Like, I look at Kylie Jenner as somebody that was like, she, you know, if you really look at it, granted, she got a good lifestyle, but her mom really kind of fucked her over. Like, she didn't even get to naturally be herself. Like, she was told how to look at a young age. And now, like, she's pressing at a upon the next generation of women thinking, oh, that's the standard, like on some you gotta look like this, when reality, like, a lot of people don't look like you're built to look like yourself. Like snowflakes are individualized, like, so, but everybody wanna look like Kylie Jenner, and her mom know that, like, she just had a daughter that everybody wants to, well, Kim wants to look like us, then everybody wants to look like Kim, so then everybody looking like us, then she's like, we gotta make something that's for us, so we're gonna make our Barbie, and that's Kylie. So now
there's like, we have our standard now. Yeah. We don't need to look like a black girl. Now you need to look like a Kylie.
Bam. So it's like,
man. Like I was the stand, you know, the test model. Like, okay, we need to like look like black hips, lips, boom. All right, here, Kylie. Perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's the perfect form. It's like boo or whatever, you know. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, like final form, nigga.
It's like, nah, I'm cool on that. I'm cool on everything. But like, bro, because you can choose what you consume, bro. I'm not finna consume that shit. Like, I'm good on it. Like, they cool. You know what I mean? I support a hustle regardless of what it is, but like, you're not gonna get me. You know, y'all get paid by the odds. Y'all not getting mine.
So, did you ever watch what's on VH1? The Black Suit, Atlanta. Hip Hop.
I've never, and bro, this is on my next.
You ain't never.
I've never watched an episode of Love and Hip Hop, and I love Ray J to death. I've never watched an episode of it.
Oh,
it's just, I'm not into reality TV because I know it's not real reality. Like, it's scripted reality TV. It's not like their real lives. Like, it's not, you got bits and pieces where they have to bring in like shit from the outside world, but it's mostly like catered to the show. Yeah. And it's like, I understood that young, like, this is not what's really going on. Like, so it's like, I never really got into reality TV. Like,
I got
partners
show.
That watch it, you know, like, and if I'm at somebody's house or I'm chilling with a vibe and she put it on, I'm not gonna be like, turn this shit off. I'm gonna sit there and get into it, cause that's just me. I'm gonna watch a show, ask questions, and get into it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, you ain't gonna, I'm like, I like, If I want a scripted television, I want something like really scripted, like, yeah, that's gonna give me a real storyline. Not like, oh, and he don't believe in my salon, and my mama think that I should leave him, but I love him, and I'm cool on that shit. Like, bro, like, yeah, that's messy. I know niggas that get off on watching messy shit. I'm not the spill the tea type, like Future said, nigga.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not. He want the scoop, she want the tea. That ain't me. You know, I like the water.
So,
H2O.
Okay, so then is Power not considered like...
That's scripted. That's a scripted television show.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
You know what I mean? I like real life. I like water because I know what I'm getting. You know what I mean? I like Power. Like, it ain't no... It's like it has a soap opera, like, ups and downs, but it's not like you get that from that. Like, I don't want somebody selling me some shit that's not real. Like, that's not what y'all really going on. Like, parts of it is, but...
What do you mean? That's the music game right now.
And that's why you can choose what you consume with music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I wanted to just hear bullshit all day, I just listen to what everybody else listens to. I listen to what I listen to because I don't want to hear that shit. And, like, it's sad to say, like, I'd rather listen to, like, real life. I'd rather go listen to some old R&B or some new R&B than try to find some rap that don't pull to me. Like, I know what I do and don't like. You know what I mean? Like, young rappers.
Yeah.
I fuck with the new young rappers. Like, Lil Tyler, like, all the young niggas just getting their brothers in. I fuck with them. But it's like, I'm not their fan base. I'm not, like, my little cousins is their fan base. That's who they targeting. That's going to listen to them every day, all day. Like, how we was listening to the Future every day, all day. Like that's not, like, we're at the next stage. Like, we're at the, now we got to make what consume better for the next generation. Like, you know what I mean? We can't. Yeah. It's not, we can't just turn around on them. Now we got to make sure, okay, so when they get to this, that everything else, like, it's business. Like, the rap business has to grow. So even as consumers, we have to grow. Or we going to just keep shit stagnant. That's how they can, like, it's kind of like, with us being lazy, we can make shit die. Like, music is going to die because niggas ain't really consuming shit other than a concert. If it ain't a concert.
We're not putting out real music no more.
Bingo. Because nobody's going to, like, Michael Jackson, that whole Drake and Michael Jackson shit. I'm on the side of Michael Jackson. Like, bro, he had people really buying physical copies.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you have a stream, bro. And that stream, like, how's that equivalent to somebody putting their heart on $15 for a whole CD, bro?
Yeah.
Millions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's because we got lazy.
But
cause
they would say the equivalent cheating is like, having the label go and buy a bunch of the CDs. Go
you think people was going to buy a bunch of copies? You think the label had to go buy a bunch of Michael Jackson CDs?
No, maybe not Michael Jackson, but I'm saying that was the industry standard. Like, the industry,
cut whoever the you books, saw, I know was it's
going
business.
To buy a ton of
your albums. You got to cook the books, of course. That's, and then you give them out at promos. It's like, yeah, that's business, bro. Duh. I'm already knowing that part. Like, I'm not arguing the music business, but now it's like, bro, like, what really is a stream? Like, what really is that? Like, what does that really count towards? Like, how many times do I stream this album? Does that count towards me? Like, because I can purchase the album, and then I can stream the album. So how does that stream is the equivalent to me buying the album? When people are really buying Michael Jackson albums, people were really buying Tupac albums, people really went and bought 50 Cent's first album, people really went and bought Drake's first album. You know what I mean? Like, Drake came from that. Like, Kanye, like, Kendrick Lamar, all the good, like, they're considered good rappers and make good music, they came from that era. You can't name me one streaming artist that came during the streaming era. I take that back. It's a few.
Yeah, everybody says that.
It's a few. But that's what, well, that's how you cut off the fat. That's how you get from.
Yeah.
That's how you classify people. Cause
the people who can do those numbers, exactly. But
like Rod Wave. Rod Wave is a crazy, like.
Yeah, he would sell out. CD wise, if we still did CDs, he would sell out.
Yeah, because people, he got fans that really fuck with his music and they listen to his music. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, it's different.
It's a deep game because then after streams, what's next?
Bro.
Based off your what? Your views? Now it's only based off your views? Like, what's the next thing after stream? Like, oh, you know, we ain't worried about CDs no more. We ain't worried about USBs no more. We ain't worried about streams no more. Like, what's the next thing? Streams gonna be going for a long time, but
yeah, streaming is gonna go for the next 20 to 30 years. Yeah. I'm just kind of like thinking, like, okay.
He said next 20 to 30. I don't know about that long.
Yeah, man.
As this long stuff as changes a lot quicker than that now. No. I had to start thinking like that. I agree, though. I start thinking, like, I agree with thinking further out, but now I'm starting to think, like,
okay,
shorter.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you the math. How long did vinyl records last before they made CDs? Before it went from tapes, then it went to CDs.
Yeah, it lasted a long time.
It lasted a long time. We had CDs for a minute. We had CDs for about close to 40 years.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. We're going to get close to, like, 25 to 35 years of streaming before they find something to, like, to replace it or go back. Because I honestly think, like, over it, like, it's all consumption, bro. Everything is consumed off our phones, and it's good, it's a great, and it's a bad thing. Like, put like this, we now get information at a rapid speed.
Yeah,
it's just as fast as we can learn something good, we can learn some bullshit.
Yeah,
like, no disrespect, I don't give a fuck about Sexy Red getting pregnant. I don't.
What? I don't care about Sexy Red getting pregnant, bro?
I don't. I fuck with Sexy Red. I do. Like, I like her music, but at the same time, like, people all in her business about that, man.
Yeah.
Like, that, I don't care. Like,
oh, no, yeah. People just like, oh, no, because, you know, she supposed to be the one.
Oh, yeah. I like I told you earlier, Buddy fucked up the bag, bro. You hold that nut down. Like, bro,
she kept it, though. She knows she kept it, so she's cool
a woman,
it.
Bro. I can't. I'm putting that all on the man. As a man, bro, you got to know what you're doing, bro. And in that situation, bro, you gave that girl no choice. Cause what? We don't know if she could have met, like, bro, this is a woman that's like, oh, no, she has a
Lotto
kid.
Lotto says she paying that $500 before she let you trap her.
But see, some of them girls, little box done been toe up from the $500.
No, don't,
you know,
don't,
I mean,
do Lotto like that. She just saying, I don't think Lotto, we,
you know,
we,
I'm not saying Lotto been fucked over, but I'm like, okay, put like this, Sexy Red, you know, she might have done did that a few times, you know what I mean? Like,
okay,
you know,
yeah,
this
yeah.
might be like she got, like, she don't know if she can, you know, it'd be hard for some women to have kids, so it's like, that's how I'm looking at it, like,
I feel that,
like, you kind of like, if she didn't. And this wasn't like her man, you know. She talk about having two jail boyfriends, so it's like this the outside nigga out here, you know. What do they call him off on $1 million worth of game? Baby leg pulled up, you know.
Damn.
And now he got Sexy Red pregnant. He got Sexy Red pregnant. Now
he got Sexy Red credits now.
Now he got Sexy Red torn for him, and they baby. And y'all just phone calls. She might throw y'all some of y'all books.
Damn.
But, yeah.
But man, he don't even care. If I say, imagine the nigga, and knowing she famous and she got two niggas still in jail. She been on interviews answering a nigga call in jail.
I don't think I, bro, like, as I ain't got no girlfriend, so I'm always, I consider myself the other nigga.
Okay.
As the other nigga, bro.
No.
As the other nigga, bro.
Okay.
That is not my job. If you ain't family or bro, like, I don't know you. Like, okay, cool. That's the nigga you be talking to on the phone when I'm not around. That's what's up. That's how I'm looking at the niggas in jail. Like, hey, this how I see it. If you tired of, if you commit to a nigga in jail, you must really love him. Because this nigga's outside that can really rub your back after a bad day. That nigga, all that nigga can do is talk to you. Like, oh shit, baby, I hate to hear that. He can't even rub your feet. He can't even tell you, you know, he can't give you a hug or none of that shit. You over here loyal to a nigga in the pen, girl, you dumb as hell.
I sometimes I be feeling that. Sometimes I'm like, damn, like, you really loyal as hell. Like, that's what's up.
No.
But then on the other tip, I be like, bro, what?
Damian Lillard to the, like, fucking Portland Trailblazers. You're goofy. You're not winning shit out there. Get your ass to Milwaukee. You could have been gone, got a chip.
Yep.
And then them the same chicks that's they claim niggas ain't shit, but I'm looking at the niggas you dealing with.
Yeah.
You dealing with a nigga in the pen.
Yeah.
He already, like, look, the state done showed you he ain't shit.
He's in the state.
So what are you talking about, baby? Then you got niggas out here that's like, oh, this nigga want to do this. Oh, this nigga want to do that. He's trying to show you real interest.
Yeah.
But niggas ain't shit because the nigga ain't in the pen.
What you mean? But the nigga ain't shit because nigga's in the pen.
Cause girls, like, I feel like most of the women that deal with niggas in the pen,
look
at niggas on the outside world like they gotta be Superman just to get their attention.
Because they man went to the pen?
Yes, cause now he the one that he was a real one. You know how Sexy Red. Oh my, they was real and like, so you know, they like, even though he fucked up, he got a credit for fucking up.
So are you saying Sexy Red is messing up the game even further with the women with how she handling?
Nah, cause they it's been women dealing with niggas in the pen forever. That's gonna always happen. Yeah, you know. Exactly. But I'm just saying, like, she kinda letting it be known to the niggas in the pen, like, hey, she could be out here screaming how much she love you and still fuck off on you.
Yeah, she honest. She
hey, and then she not even honest. I mean, she had a sex tape come out, letting it be known.
I ain't seen it.
Nigga, I seen it. It was on my I'm gonna tell you right now, baby didn't have no energy in that video. That nigga did not. And that's on the man. We gotta take ownership, bro. As men, she don't look like she into the shit. Nigga, you didn't do it right. You weren't doing it right, bro. You could have been. You must have. You was going left when you should have been going right, nigga. Reverse circle something, nigga. Cause she just over there looking like,
Ooh.
And bro, as anybody that's
I gotta stop. If that happened, we're done.
As any nigga that's ever watched game tape, nigga, she got the light on her. Nigga, so she like flash, bro. Like,
and she chilling?
Chilling bro.
On the flash?
Nigga, she ain't giving him no daddies, no nothing. Like, none of that, bro. You over her, you just, and he probably super geeked.
Man.
Lame ass nigga. Hey.
Did this tape look recent, or did it look like?
Man, she was, be the baby daddy, man.
Oh, man.
We don't know.
He doing his own rollout.
That nigga.
That's crazy.
Now he going with the rollout. Yep, he rolling out.
BD doing his own rollout. That's commendable at this point.
Bro, and this bro, these niggas is lame out here, bro. A lot of these dudes that's choosing celebrity female celebrities, bro. They be lame. Like Keke Palmer boyfriend, husband, baby daddy, that nigga lame at this
I thought he was lame at first, but then I thought about it. That nigga he thought he was getting like some loyal, real cool, chill, one-on-one type of relationship, not knowing like she's Keke Palmer.
Nigga,
she gonna move around. She gonna do what the hell she wanna do. Like,
he back with her.
He gotta be back with her. Nigga, it's Keke Palmer. What the hell?
See, that's what I'm saying. So it's just a game. If you got the name, you own. So somebody could be like, man, that's Jerry Manna.
Right. That's what they gonna say. Yeah.
Okay. As long as you got the name, you got the game. All right, cool. I learned something new today.
Yeah.
So what I learned today. Jada Pinkett, that ain't none of my business. Yeah. Sexy Red, that shouldn't have been none of my business. I shouldn't have saw that. But I'm happy for her for being pregnant. I love kids, you know, and I'm hoping she'll be a good mother.
I wish she would have waited. But yeah, no. We can't wait for the kid.
He fucked up the money, though. That's he could have. Because she in the middle of her bubble up. You fucked up the money, dog. You supposed to hold that down or bust on her back. Boy, you fucked up.
Yeah. But she already got kids, so she knows.
She already got kids?
Yeah, she knows.
See, I don't follow female celebrities. Only female rapper I follow is Ice Spice.
Oh, you like Ice Spice?
What's up, Ice Spice?
Oh, you like Ice Spice?
Oh, and Neighborhood Barbie.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Neighborhood Barbie.
But she from the town. Well, from the state.
Yeah,
you know.
She from the city.
Shout out.
You know,
I fuck with Neighborhood Barbie.
Yeah. But, shout out Jeez Mino. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Ayala. Shout out She's KO. Shout out Imani. You know what I'm saying? Just shouting out the women.
I follow Imani.
Just said Jismino. Shout out Bambi. It's some other ones. Bron J. You know, just
I don't know none
women.
Of them.
Yeah, but just
so these are female rappers.
Female artists around. Serafina. She's a singer. Okay, she's really good.
Put me on game.
It's another one. Oh, my gosh. She's super fire. She won the rap contest with us. She going to be mad that I'm forgetting her name right now, I'm sure. But she's a super crazy rapper. Light-skinned lady. What is her name? Oh, my God. Anyways, she's going to kill me. Just shout out her. I'm sorry.
Hey, tag her name, man, below. Yeah, you remember her name, man. Talking about the King of Tulsa. Who the hardest rappers in the state? But no one's like literally like we got female like artists like
that's putting it down.
She got a gangsta grills, man.
Oh yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you is.
Yeah.
She got a gangsta grills, bro. That's like a hood Grammy, nigga. Like, bro, yeah. Drama is only he doing drops on your shit. DJ, nigga, Drama, nigga.
Yep.
Cannon, nigga, like we grew up with this nigga in Wayne, bro, and she got a tape, bro.
That nigga out of here.
Shout out to her, man. That's gangster shit, man.
It's very gangster.
That's a hood Grammy. You might as well claim that.
Man.
You feel me? And she got that. Now, Jismino, I'm not really too hooked up to her, but every time I see her rapping, she go hard. So,
on me.
She go hard, like, but it's like, you know, I don't be like so tapped into female rappers, like, cause I feel like I'm not who they like. I'm not the type of, I'm not gonna just, I only follow Ice Spice cause she's sexy to me. You know what I mean? So it's like,
fair.
You know, I'm not trying to be over here just lusting over female like artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't
like,
do that. Don't be lusty.
Can't be lusty, man. So it's like, all right, cool. So, if I hear your music, I'm gonna support it. You know, give you the comments. But if it's like, if I don't know you, why am I following you?
Really? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, like, I mean, like.
But I feel like before we forget, I feel
Jada
like
Jada Pinkett ain't shit.
You had like a, you was gonna ask me a question before.
Oh,
it was off
yeah,
camera.
Yeah, yeah, bro. So I was dealing with this chick, right? And mm-hmm. she was mad chill. Like, she was actually like super chill. Like, she was a homebody, didn't really do nothing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We was kicking it, cooling it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Everything was peaches and cream. She had got a job opportunity, moved out of state. You know what I mean? I'm not the nigga that's gonna chase the train. I'm not chasing the plane. You gone. I love it for you. Hope you have a good time.
Exactly.
Now I'm, you know, we still keep tabs on each other, you know. You know, ain't no hate, ain't no ill will.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm looking at her posts. She a little bit more provocative.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You ever have...
more revealing.
You ever have, like, a regular chicken sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Then you ever have a spicy chicken sandwich?
Yeah, right.
Then you ever have a spicy deluxe chicken
right,
sandwich?
Right, right.
She good. Went from the plain Jane Chick-fil-A
uh-huh.
to the deluxe.
Ooh.
And I'm like, if that, like, now, like, as a man, accountability. Yep. I didn't bring that out of her.
Okay.
She wasn't comfortable with me to do that.
Oh, why you make it uncomfortable to do that? You like, well, natural stuff? Or
No. I didn't make her comfortable enough to be a pretty butterfly, you know what I mean?
What I'm saying is, so was you like, no, don't wear this?
I'm not the type of person to tell nobody to do nothing. You know what I mean?
My
it's just
like,
respecting.
You have to free your mind order to get to the next process in
Okay, space. I ain't gonna put her business out there. I ain't gonna do that.
Don't do that.
I know she gonna watch this, so I ain't gonna put her business out there.
Right.
But it's like certain lifestyle choices she was making.
Right.
I wasn't condoning. Then when she moved, you know, she must have found somebody that condoned that, and she, you know, went to
that
and explored
that
open.
The, yeah.
You know what I mean? That crack in that, she ripped through like, hey, you feel me, like the Kool-Aid man. So it's like, now I'm like, as a man, I want somebody to be all the way a million enough to do that without feeling like, why am I getting the spicy chicken? Why am I getting the plain chicken sandwich? I want the deluxe.
Damn, he want the deluxe. That's it. And
how do you feel?
I feel
if
like
if you see an ex go from plain Jane to now she diamond rolled up, like she up a loaf.
Yeah, I feel like if they go up a level, it's good. I think it's competition. I think if the ex level up on you, that gives you the authority to, not authority, but you know what I'm saying? That gives you the ability to be like, okay, now.
Now you can be a dude. You can be a dude on the internet flexing on his ex.
But hear me out though. So let's say the opposite, nigga. You ain't just gonna flex. You don't want to just flex, and you know they over there down bad.
I just try to elevate myself.
I'm saying,
you know,
they living on the couch.
This is the thing.
And
I don't say,
like,
and I'm saying all this to say she didn't even elevate.
Okay.
Because I'm just saying, like, all the extra parts of her, she never showed up to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you was like real shell shocked and like real chill. I'm trying
to match you. She's trying to match you.
But I'm not. No, you know me. I'm.
Yeah, you chill.
I match with what's around me. So
right. And
if you go up there, I can go up there. But I'm always up here. Like,
uh-huh.
I'm here at all moments.
Right. And they didn't match you?
She was like down here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They didn't get the point until it's too late. And then they boom. Yeah. That happened. Yeah, that happens. That happens. I've experienced it. That happens. And like, to me, that's a lesson. You just get to watch it. And
like, now you extra provocative now. Where was the provocativity with me? You was over here churched up.
They didn't know.
I go to church every Sunday. Shout out to Mount Carmel Baptist. You feel me?
Because when somebody really like you, bro, they gon' You know what I'm saying? They basically, when somebody like you and you like, nah, this ain't it, they gonna treat it like, all right, nigga, well, what did he like? They're thinking in their mind, what did he like? What made him? And then they tweak those things about them.
And then the next nigga get it.
The next nigga get it.
Okay, so it's kind of like the reverse in men. But you, like, we do that same. That yeah. Women think the same of us. Like, oh, he's a more evolved version of himself. Cause okay, I get it.
Because
but of, I wanted that version. I'm mad because now I see that version on the internet and I'm salty. I'm salty.
Don't big be salty. Man.
Salt bay, nigga. I'm over here liking everything with a little.
Well, he's still liking it.
I'm still liking that stuff. No. Hey, okay, so I ain't a hater.
So if you can still like it, then just give it some time.
Nah, I'm not waiting. One thing about me, man, like if it's bound to happen, it'll happen. But hey, I don't force anything.
My
nigga
Smitty is single, so we are going to start a segment called Love with Smithsonian or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Love with Smitty. So just to start off, we're gonna ask 5 questions. You know, we like to do games at the end of these things.
All
right. We're wrapping it up real quick, but we're just 5 things, but really quick for the ladies to know. When out on a date, what type of food are you typically gonna want to eat? We'll put the music right here.
Depends on the vibe, either Mexican or Chinese.
Either Mexican,
Mexican or hibachi. I like hibachi.
He said hibachi to get spicy, ladies. Yeah, all right. Okay, so when sleeping over a woman's house, what can be a pet peeve?
A pet peeve, I snore, so she already mad at me. But a pet peeve, I'm telling you right now, I'm not mad at anything. The one thing, I take that back, man. If your feet are beat up, man, I'm mad.
Like, at the house?
At the house. Put on socks. Don't show me no beat up feet. Like just like don't do that.
He said no ball breaker.
Beat up feet. Actually, beat up feet in a dirty house. Like, that's just like hygiene. It's really hygiene. Like, but I'm not dealing with nobody with bad hygiene. But if I come over your spot and it's like untidy, I'm looking at you like, what's going on here?
But okay, so yeah. I guess what do you believe you bring to a relationship?
Well, shit. I am the prize. I'm not that nigga, but like, shoot, I'm taking care of everything that's in front of me. Whether that be bills, that be podcasts, I'm getting to it in every facet of my life. So, shit. I ain't gonna do nothing but keep getting better. So, shit. Mm-hmm. If it ain't now, it's gonna be tomorrow. If it ain't tomorrow, it's the day after. But I'm getting better every day. At least by 1%. So it's like, shit, you can stay, you can go through the process with me, or you can see the end of the show and be like, damn, I remember when he was. But it's like, shit, I'm just doing everything at a, I'm not saying that at a great level, but I'm getting better every day.
What's your take on stay at home lady or working lady?
This 2023, like I said earlier, we in a recession. Now as far as bills, I'm gonna take care of every bill that's in front of me. So like I'm not the type of dude that's gonna move into somebody's house. Like, more than likely you can move in with me. Like, I already have my own spot. Like, you can pull up over here if you want to. But like, bills get paid. Like, not all the extra shit. That's extra shit. Like, I take care of myself, I'm gonna take care of you too. But like, if you want some extra that I can't provide, and shit, then go find it. You know what I mean? But like, I'm not telling a girl she has to have a job to pay the bills. No, the bills are gonna get paid. But if you want like something that I can't provide, might have to find somebody that can.
So
I don't know how. I don't know if that answers your question. I don't want a stay at home wife. I love a go getter. But if everything's taken care of, you can stay at home. Long as the home is taken care of. Like, I don't want to come home and then it's like,
you staying neutral.
Oh, you right. Can't be neutral. Can't be Huey P. neutral. let me get a go getter for $500, Alex.
He's going with a working lady.
But that's, man. I'm working woman. I like a woman with drive. All right.
And the last question is, are you preferring a long term relationship or a marriage?
I don't know. Like, as we see, we were talking about earlier with these Hollywood marriages. You know, I believe that I believe in marriage. I'd be lying if I didn't say that. I believe in marriage, but like I want the ceremony, but like the whole government and all that shit, we can miss that. But we can have a ceremony and be locked in forever. Like, I believe you can be monogamous to one woman. Like, niggas be like, man, there's too many women out here, man. God made all these women for us to get at least a little sample of them. Nigga, you greedy as hell, man. Get your big greedy ass on somewhere, man. Like, it's only going to be one person that loves you for real. You know what I mean? Everybody else, like, they love a part of you. But, like, yeah. I believe in marriage, but I don't believe in the whole concept of, you know, we gotta go to the courthouse and sign some shit. What the fuck they got? Like, hey, if the bills get low, we gotta us as a marriage gotta pay the bill. The state ain't gonna come over and be like, oh yeah, we did put our name in this shit. He got a little percentage. Like, no, fuck, are we doing that for? How do you feel about it? Long term relationship or marriage?
Oh, I'll say marriage.
No,
It eases the woman's mind for sure.
No.
Yeah, it does.
You know what eases the woman's mind? Her needs being met.
Yeah, fact. But they still gonna want to know, when is he gonna ever ask me?
Okay. And this is women, y'all. We gotta get a woman to answer this.
Yeah, we do.
Does marriage, like, if I say I'm gonna be with you and I don't show you nothing that shows I'm not with you?
No.
The fact that I'm not married to you, what?
I've asked women before and they've said, It puts a stamp on it. It makes it official in their eyes.
Oh, they want to be they want to be Facebook official. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, dead ass. That type of shit. Baby. But that's the real thing, though. It's not a fake thing. That's really, it's justifying why we're together. Like, see,
you want to know what's justifying us being together?
We're not just having a baby.
Us having a happy family. I know men right now who have been with their significant others for 10, 20 plus years. Not a marriage in sight. Their kids are taken care of. They love one another. Mm-hmm. Everything's taken care of. Not a marriage in sight. You know what I mean? Yep. I just feel like as a marriage, that's just giving like a cop out.
A cop out?
Yeah. Because if it, we going to split up and split everything up and da 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 da. Like, no.
No. I think when you do a marriage, though, it's got to, the reason why it's got to be so thorough is because it's got to be for everything. It's got to be like a long-term business plan.
Everybody ain't built to be married.
And you're not. And you're not supposed to. Yeah, everybody not supposed to be married.
Like, you can be in a relationship for 10 plus years. That's not meant to be a marriage.
No. I feel like it depends on what you want to do in life. And it sounds messed up how I talk about marriage. I talk about it like a business.
It is a business.
I look at it like a loan.
That's
like
a business partner, bro. Yeah. Like, your life mate, your helpmate is your business mate.
So, you got to. I feel like you got to test all factors of this person. In most of, like,
well, that's why I ain't got, well, not to say I don't have kids for this reason, but it's like that is a legit like thing. Like, but people try to make some like, oh, you would have a kid with somebody you locked in for 18 years. No, you're really locked in for life. That's your business partner. Yeah. Your business is your kid. Your kid have to be a successful human.
And put it this way, that kid could be 33 and get pneumonia. You still gonna call Geraldine or whatever the hell.
You're gonna call your parents.
Or the parent is gonna call the other parent and be like, so and so is sick.
As a man,
when you
hit a certain age, you go to your wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're gonna go to your wife instead of your mom.
Right.
But it's like, that's just that part of life. But your parents are gonna always be there in your life.
Yeah, always, forever.
Permanent. So it's like, yeah, man, with marriage and the, like, long term relationship,
long-term
relationship. I want a ceremony. I want to get fly with me and some like of my partners, you know.
Yeah, and her, I want
her in the white dress. I want that whole shit. I want the whole scenario. I want that, you know. But the government, that's
so you just don't want to go to the
doctor. We're not going to the courthouse. I'm sorry.
And you don't have to.
You mad at me because I'm going to give you the ring like Kobe did. You know what I mean? I'm a bling blow you. I'm a bling blow you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to go with the.
You go get the bling blow, but like.
Bro, yeah, that you can.
I'm not with the.
Just get some type of. You can even get just some documentation. You could do it on your own.
There we go. The documentation, bro.
Like,
we got documentation because it's footage.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You do got footage. Everybody got. Junjun gonna have a snap that he can go back to his archives.
Like I said, I do. To have and to hold. I do. That is documentation enough. Like,
you see the footage? Junjun, pull up the footage.
That's a verbal agreement now. Like, damn.
Go to the 20-30 footage and show the damn
show the bottle popping. Show when I was holding your hands, I looked you in your eye and I said, for sickness and health, to have and to hold. I said that. I meant that.
Nigga gonna have his cousin as a witness, bro.
My cousin made me his witness. Like, my witness is gonna be my pastor, man.
Smart man.
Yeah, I'm not going out. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta go through, like, the process of getting married. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't, as in relationships, they should do couples therapy. Like, see what you're getting into as in, like, where are they at mentally into this relationship? Like, what do they expect? What do they want? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's why we dealing with dudes as single men. You be like, man, she wants somebody to pay her bills. Did you ask her what she wanted? Yeah. She would probably would have told you, I need somebody to pay my bills. And you probably would have talked to her.
You
know what I mean? Like
that. She kept strumming you along. She starred you out. She didn't. She was gonna see if you were serious.
Yeah.
She played you for a while. You did. You took the bait. So nigga,
now you here mad at us.
Now you here, nigga. You mad at her because she gave you exactly what you wanted. I need to know who you are. I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying. Yeah, here I am. I need $1,000. Like you saying, $1,000 a month.
Hey, no, look. I want men to know. Look at me. I said, this my camera.
That's you.
Hey, she got a BBL. Just know she needs somebody to put payments on that BBL. She either got a sugar daddy or a dude that's still, you know, loving on her. If she don't, somebody got to pay off that ass. So she might have OnlyFans to pay off that ass.
Oh, man.
But at the end of the day, she going to need somebody to pay for a roof over her head.
Yep.
And that's where you come
in. But, nah, if she doing OnlyFans, she going to be all right.
Man, OnlyFans is going out of play, man. Man, think about this, baby. I hate to be the one. But you now know how I feel to be a struggling rapper out here. Uh-huh. Why would they go to you when they got archives of booty?
Yeah.
Cause what?
No, don't do that. No, niggas. No, if you just gotta. Nah, these women know what they're doing. Let me not. No, I can't let you do that. These women know what they're doing.
So they out here getting it in.
They got the. Cause
actually, I'll take that back. You look. Let me get my foot out my mouth.
Yeah.
It's a lot of horny niggas out here.
I see a nigga spin. Like,
get that money. I'm lying.
Hell yeah.
Get that money.
It'd be like 48-year-old niggas, 50-something-year-old niggas that be like, you know, be they real.
I know a few at my job. I look at them and like, yeah, I know he be getting it up.
Hey, I can look and tell you immediately who do it now. I'm like,
yeah. Bro, hey, okay. And I ain't going to do it, but hey.
Women really don't be doing all the things like that.
Next time we talk, can you get back with somebody that cheated on you?
All right, no, I'm not.
Hold on to it. Okay. And we're gonna leave on that note.
Yeah, facts. But we can't leave on that note. We gotta leave on a positive, uplifting note. That's the whole
boom. Okay, thing. True. But we gonna talk about that. Can you get back with somebody that cheated on you? Because that's a real thing.
Yeah, it is a real thing.
Like if one mistake can get y'all over with, y'all, you know, we're gonna see what y'all on, man.
Yeah. But man, we need a real
Thought of the day. Okay.
You first, of course.
Let me go first. The word of the day is what's on your mind. Like, literally, like, what's on your mind? What's controlling you? What do you want from life? What do you want from yourself? Like, what's on your mind? And once you get a grasp of what's on your mind, attack that. Either making it better or becoming better from it, but just want everybody to just really think about what's on their mind and what they thinking about.
That's good. I would say mine is probably stay focused and invest in your craft and then add from there. Yeah, man. And we didn't even say nothing, but yeah, man, this is the latest Indie Pod podcast, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, we couldn't get Keezy here, man. He think he was on a cruise.
Keezy on a cruise. Keezy out here with the. You gonna see Keezy? He gonna have a little tan, you know. He gonna be looking, feeling a little better with his little beach braids.
Oh man, he got some beach braids. And they gonna have some puff up.
You gonna see Keezy? Keezy gonna come back mellow. Mellow.
I'm about to call him, bro.
And we in the black box, man. Everybody, pull up.
Oh, his shit is off. He really cut it off. Let me try one more time.
No parking. Shout out to No Parking.
Oh, he's really not here. Hey, Keezy's not here. He's really not here, man. Like, he's on a vacation. Like, he's doing his thing. When you see him, he will be back. But by the time you see this, he will be back. But just know,
he was living life, and we gonna follow up and see exactly what he was on. Yeah. But yeah, man, this has been another episode. Stay tuned.
We out. Free Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
My nigga Jeffro.
Man, Jeffrey, man. Man, I got.